Grains are mostly higher here to start your Friday. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures fractionally higher, soybeans 2 to 3 cents higher here on the overnight. Only Kansas wheat is trading in the red, and that is only fractionally. U.S. stock futures are lower this morning, and equity trade seems to be getting choppy. On Tuesday, we had a strong rebound as third quarter GDP was revised downward, which helped the case that the Fed may cut rates early next year. But recent comments from Fed officials seem to be walking back the dovishness of Chairman Powell's comments from last week. Many traders are concerned that markets are getting a little ahead of the economic data, especially with labor remaining as strong as it's been. Friday, we'll see the November durable goods report as well as the PCE index, a key inflation indicator, and the Fed watches those closely in making interest rate decisions. As we see right now, the Dow Jones is down 104 points. European markets are mixed, and Asian markets are also mixed. Well, Japan about 0.1% higher, and China about 0.1% lower. We're also going to be getting cattle on feed report, hogs and pigs report, and the cold storage report all today before the three-day Christmas holiday break for the markets. That'll give traders a chance to digest this information and also see what else develops in the meantime around the globe as we see those trade values a little bit lower in cattle yesterday, a little higher in lean hogs. They had that complete turnaround in cattle from the midweek rally that developed on Wednesday. The lack of underlying support and sluggish market interest in all cattle markets added to the price shift. We'll look at the numbers next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
March corn up 3/4 at $4.73 1/4. January beans up 2 3/4 at $13 even. Soy meal $1.10 higher, $3.96.50. Soy oil is 22 cents higher at $49.26. Chicago wheat up 3/4 at $6.13 1/4. Minneapolis up 1/2 at $7.14 3/4. Kansas wheat down 1/2 at $6.26 1/4. And oats 4 1/4 cents higher at $3.67 3/4. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.